Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys!
It's happening!
With Snoopy and Joey. Welcome to It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey. You guys, we have an official announcement.
You and Dina are going live again tonight?
No, calm down. This is about me and you, and we are officially moving our podcast to Friday.
Where?
Is that approved yet?
Where are we going?
We're moving to Friday.
Oh, we are?
Oh my God. Were you drunk when I was texting you?
You never told me about this. I'm excited. I remember TGI Friday.
Yeah, you were clearly wasted. So I texted Joey and I was like, I think we should move the podcast to Fridays just so we can be like, happy TGIF and like say that we're drunk because it's Friday and it just fits more than Thursday, I felt. So
yeah, Friday.
Hopefully that's approved with our dad,
our team.
Blair. But yeah, happy Friday, and hopefully Friday is going to be the day that we are going to bullshit in your ear every week.
Yeah, if not, it'll be another day, but we're here, we're queer, get used to it.
Are you drinking already?
I didn't know if I should start yet, and I want to. I'm going through it today.
When are you not going through it?
Oh, a lot's happened.
What's going on since last week? Are you dying? Is another?
Well, I do feel a little feverish right now. I'm going to take my temperature as we do the podcast because I am feeling feverish. I have I had trouble sleeping last night, and
take those things that give you crazy dreams.
Oh, I take those. I've been taking those, but I'm going to put this under my armpit because you're allowed to do that now. So I'm feeling like lethargic, but like so I want to like get in bed like early tonight. So I think if I like start drinking now, there would be no tossing and turning, and I'll just pass out.
Okay.
Are you home? Or are you down the shore?
I'm home. I think we're gonna go down the shore tomorrow. But I've been a busy bird this week because I ended up doing the curbside pickups at my store that I told you guys about. We have been floored with orders, and I especially love it. Because, you know, we're being safe with everything. Like, I tell everyone they have to wear a mask. They have to stay in the car. You have to open your trunk so I can put it in your trunk. So there's no contact whatsoever. But I love the fact that, like, everyone's saying they're so excited because they got to get out of the house. And I made their quarantine. And it was so nice for me to meet them. And we took pictures in our masks from afar, obviously. So
right.
The fact that I was able to do that for, you know, the fans and customers to, like, make their day is, like, so amazing to me. So, yeah, we've had a lot of pickups, and, you know, we're going to continue to do them, and you guys are amazing. And I don't know. I just love the fact that I'm making people smile.
I love that idea, and it seems like a great idea to kind of break the store in and get your team in there to get some working hours in because they've been unemployed for fucking 2 months.
Well, that's it, too. So all the orders that I'm getting with all of you guys – pays for their paychecks. So literally they don't have to starve and go crazy. Yeah. So everyone's amazing and it's been a really good week for the Snooki Shop. So you guys are awesome
seller.
And I love you. And I literally can't wait till this is all freaking over so we could have a huge party there and have all of our girlfriends and fans there.
Okay. And another question is how the fuck did my best friend launch like an entire new collection of makeup and I've never even been told once about any of it? A setting powder? A single lashes?
That's
a bundle
been
lash?
There, bitch.
You never told me about setting powder.
So I told you that I wanted to get into beauty a little bit and do like all my favorite products that I've done. And I don't know. I feel like we've been in quarantine and we haven't really sat down and talked business.
Oh, I'm so excited. Do you have stuff for me? Do you have like a set of stuff?
I have a whole bag for you. So once we have our first YouTube filming day, which is going to be so much fun, I have a full freaking bag for you.
So see, is 96.5 mean I have corona?
No. First of all, you have to have all the symptoms.
Oh.
And even if you think you do and you have one symptom, I'm pretty sure you can go get tested.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, but not for corona. I'm going because I have a growth on my finger It's, I think it's a wart.
Oh my God, here we go.
And I tried to freeze it off, and it turned black. I'm not sure what it is. It was like a callus that was on the side of my pointer finger, and I kept picking at it, and it kept growing back. It's not like a, it's just like a hard, like, you know, on the side of your child, like when you have a callus, it sort of feels like a callus. But like, what am I doing with my pointer finger besides judging people? So I went and I got the Dr. Scholl's freeze away wart remover, and I tried to freeze it off, but it's still there. And I also have to get my like psoriasis stuff and maybe get some Botox if he does it. I don't know. It's a new doctor. But I'm going there tomorrow, so I'm going to have to tell
him
about...
Oh, my God, I need Botox so bad.
I know. I have, like, you know, when you're fat, you get these things called skin tags. They're disgusting. There's, like, little, like, slabs of skin that hang off your, under your arm.
Is that what happens when you get old?
No, when you get fat. So I have, like, one under my arm. It's so disgusting. So I want to take it off. But if I have to, like, if I have to, like, pretend like it's not, if it's, like, not covered by insurance, I have to pretend that it's, like, it's like, a medical reason. So I'm going to have to tell everyone that it changed size, shape, and it's tender to the touch. So they'll cut it off of me and then send it out for testing.
You are a mess, literally.
I had an episode this week. I was seen nude from a neighbor. So I'm in my back bedroom. I forget that I was even naked, but my windows are wide open. And I see the guys in the shower behind me in his window in the shower. So I start like looking and staring, and I completely forgot that I was fully nude. And I'm looking at him, and then he's like bending down to like wash his knees or his like ankles or something. And literally we locked eyes, and it was the scariest fucking thing. I was like, boom. And then he like saw me, and then he like slammed his window shut. And then I like hid behind the curtains. So now I'm kind of like in a little fight with my neighbor in the back because we were peeving on each other.
You're a mess.
Yep. I am opening a bottle of wine. So that happens. I've been online shopping like a Looney Tune.
Same.
What's your name? Chloe. Kourtney Kardashian was so nice. She sent me over an air diffuser because she knew that I was in need of one.
First of all, she didn't send it. You bought it. And then Joey keeps tagging them, pretending he's like promoting for them. Like
an influencer.
Like he's like an influencer. Yeah. But he actually, and Kourtney has no idea who he is.
She has no idea. Poosh didn't even like it. The only people that liked it was like the one that makes the oil, the Sage company. They like said like, "Oh, I'm so glad you liked our thing." But no, Poosh didn't even say thank you for shouting them out, and neither did Kourtney.
They didn't. They don't even know you.
I know. I spent a lot of time with my little sign I hung up. I staged my cutting board. It took me hours, and I was really hoping that she'd be like, "Oh my god," because they send out the biggest PR boxes like from Poosh like all the time. And
oh, good, I'll get one.
I know you should probably get one. Now that you're beating Kim Kardashian in the big awards. Tell everyone about that.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either. I have no idea. Yeah. So there's someone got like, I think it's called, I have a screen grab of it, but there's like this like contest going on for
reality stars. Like who's the best reality star?
And reality star.
I passed like a couple rounds. Thank you everyone for voting. But I don't even know what the ringer is, but today I was up against Kim Kardashian and I'm beating her. And then Mike was up against Johnny Bananas from the challenge and
he didn't win.
I think he's winning.
No, Johnny Bananas is winning.
No, it changed. When's the last time you looked?
Tonight.
Oh, because Mike just said he was in the lead.
Oh, then never mind. He probably is. You are in the lead right now. You have 68% want you to win and 32% want Kim to win. That's huge.
Well, I'm hoping it's just me and Mike left because then you know that Jersey Shore took the cake. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Maybe. So, yeah, I think you probably still vote on the Ringer's Instagram stories.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to find my wine.
Baby, go. Oh, my God. So, Angelo's up here and he's now he's in the stage, you guys, where he's like trying to stand up on everything. He's getting into everything. It's like that baby toddler stage where, you know, you turn around and then they could be down the hallway in the garbage. So I always have to keep my eye on him now. And I wish that he was still small and, like, couldn't even crawl and move.
He has big teeth now. So does Lila, Lear's kid. She's eating, like, full meals. She eats macaroni and chicken now.
Wait, but she looks way bigger than Angelo. Do you think it's because they're bigger than me and Gianni?
Maybe. I mean, she's taller. I mean, Chunk, Squishy's, like, probably, like, heavier though,
like he's just like a ball.
Yeah, no, but yeah, they're both eating. They're eating food now. She went right past baby food. She never even went to the pureed stuff because she couldn't even get it in the pandemic. So,
oh my god, you hear him
feeding her macaroni and shit.
Oh, Speaking of the freaking pandemic, did you see CNN released the UFOs, videos, and they admitted that UFOs are real?
Yeah,
they admitted that identified flying objects are real. Like, they've seen things, because they always wrote it off like, oh, this is a test of, you know, like different aircrafts or whatever. This is us. Like, it's nothing. And they always said that there was no such thing as UFOs. But now they're saying, yeah, we have no idea what they are. So I'm confused as to like what the government is doing right now, because everything is about Corona and dying and everyone's scared. And now they're saying the UFOs are real. No one even cares anymore. So I have no idea what's going on. Like,
because
what the hell is going to be next? Zombies?
I mean, I don't think anyone would be fazed at this point. That's the thing. Like, someone's like, normally if there was nothing going on, it was slow news week and they're like UFOs, me and you would be dressed up with the green paint on our faces and like Pringles on our fingers.
It would be insane.
And wiling out, like screaming at and having alien sex everywhere. We'd be wiling out. But
it's literally not even making news. I don't understand it.
Yeah, because no one cares at this point. It's like, what's fucking bring it, girl? I don't care. It's
what
like
else
you're
you
like,
got for me?
Well, yeah, it's like when you're broke as shit, like you're like lost, you have no job, you have $0 in your account, you're sleeping on the street. It's like, oh, put it on my tab, girl. I ain't got no money. I don't give a fuck. It's like the exact same feeling. We have given up as a society. So like, bring it, girl. I don't care.
But if you guys know me, especially you, because you know this.
Yes.
The fact that that came out, I was so excited because I'm obsessed with aliens. And I swear to God, like, I feel like I am an alien, or I feel like mm-hmm. I have like a connection with them.
Well, you're an illegal alien, but that's different.
No, yeah, but like real aliens. I feel like I have a connection with them. I don't know why, but I've always felt that way. And I've always been like so into aliens. So
well, you grew up in the country news, and you can see the stars and shit.
That news like made my freaking day. So yeah, UFOs. Let's go, bitches. Take me away.
Now, well, you know there's all different galaxies and worlds. Like, we're not the only people with life and life on Earth. On
I
Earth,
mean, duh, bitch. There's like a million thousand galaxies.
Galaxies that are so far away that we'd even know.
Same.
There could be a million other Earths.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, if I can't find my boyfriend's probably on one of those other planets. It's like I have to go find him somewhere else.
Well, maybe you could get abducted.
I would love to. Would you have sex with an alien if it came out? It was still like ugly looking, but it was like it had some kind of power over you. Like you were like, would
well,
you
I mean,
be
if you
intrigued?
Forced me to, I can't do anything. But then I would want my baby, and I don't care if it's an alien baby because it's my baby.
If we were drunk, we'd probably party with him and say, "Let's show us your dick and like ask him all crazy questions."
I'd be like,
"How do you shit?"
We would ask the stupidest questions.
Imagine being the order to feel. And a little alien came out. We were like getting wasted with her. I'm like, girl.
What's your name?
I started my red wine.
Good.
Because I want to be able to go to bed sleep because I have to be up bright and bushy tail for my doctor's appointment tomorrow to have my things cut off. I hung a shelf today. I've been ordering things like I have Kim Kardashian's credit card. And I don't know why I think I can by buying, but so like, I'm just like trying to like redecorate my space because now that you're like confined to your like prison cell, which my house is pretty much a prison cell because it's only like two rooms, you start redecorating. So I like got this new shelf and I'm trying to like do my planting. I finally got my candle kit, so I'm making candles.
Oh, perfect. Maybe you can sell them.
I definitely will once I get my. I have to find the right supplier for the scents, though, because I'm a big fragrance person, and it has to be the right fragrance. And if I can't find like, the quality of fragrance I want,
yeah,
then I would never do it. But I don't want to like if you go like on like the wholesale sites, it's all like shit that smells like you know pumpkin spice and all that shit. I do like real whole scents, so I got to find a supplier for that. So if you know a good oil supplier for the candle making kinky community, hit your girl up. But what else happened? I did run into Florence, my neighbor. She's alive and well.
Oh, that's good. Where has she been?
She's been in her house in the doorway. She's if no one knows what I'm talking about, Florence is my homeless neighbor. She lives in the corridor doorway of the bank near my house. And I always drop off. I spent $30 on her the other day at Whole Foods. I was like so excited. I saw her there and I was like walking around. I was like, what was Florence? Like, she doesn't have any teeth, so she can't have anything too crunchy. I tried to give her an apple once. She couldn't have it. So I get her turkey sandwiches because she likes those. So I get her two of those. And then I got her applesauce. I got her water. I got her strawberries. Things that are going to go back. She doesn't have a refrigerator. So I couldn't, like, get too many things that are perishable. I got her a bunch of shit. And then I dropped it off. But there was this other, there, and she was like, "Oh, I can't thank you." But there's this other do-gooder that was standing there, like kneeling down, talking to her. And then I like trumped her because it was almost like we're going out of our like way to be like, who could be the nicer good Samaritan? And she was so pissed because she was like the one squatting down talking to Florence, thinking she's doing a good thing. And then I show up with like $40 worth of groceries from Whole Foods, and I'm like, "Hey, Florence, girl!" And like the other woman like was like shadily looking at me, like, "Oh, that was nice."
Well, you did your good deed for the day.
I did. So she was like, "Oh, thank you. Thanks." She was wilding out. So she got her groceries and I got my good stamp of the day. I'm out of breath from just talking like that. I've been walking around my apartment.
You're I feel slow. Like I'm on meth.
I know. I can't wait to go back to bed.
I want to shout out one of my customers at the store because she works at a charity event. And I forget her name. But I've been working with her. I've been working with her because she is gifting a lot of gifts and stuff to the nurses.
I heard she bought slippers.
Yeah. So I literally took all the slippers out of my store and we're giving them to the nurses. So they're comfy on their feet because, you know, they're up all day on their feet and, you know, they're stressed. So we're trying to keep them nice and cozy. So I literally just gave all the slippers to the nurses. And I'm so happy that she hit us up so we can do stuff like that. I feel like an act of kindness right now, especially to all the people working and trying to save lives, is definitely needed. Like, we all can't be little assholes like we are.
No. Now, I haven't watched the news since I've been home from my sister's house. Now, people are still dying every day?
I mean, it's slowing down, but I feel like it's still a big deal. And then now they're saying, so there's all these doctors talking and I don't know who to believe anymore. I'm just like, my mind is open and I'm listening to every single opinion, but I go on YouTube and there's all these doctors, like professional, like well-known doctors that are saying we're doing this all wrong. We shouldn't be isolating ourselves because we're weakening our immune systems. Our bodies are supposed to, you know, get sick and evolve and, you know, our immune systems get stronger. And
well, that's probably why I'm not always sick, because I'm disgusting and I never clean myself.
Well, they're saying that us isolating is like the worst thing we can do right now. And the government has no idea what they're doing. And there's like thousands and thousands of these doctor videos and interviews going out and YouTube deletes them in a matter of minutes.
Oh my God.
Because I guess they don't want the truth out there. So now I'm just like, why are we isolating then? Like, what's going on? It's just like there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of opinions, and you just never know who to believe at this point.
Well, that's the thing with the antibiotics. It's they're saying like you should only take that if you're severely ill, because once your body becomes immune to it. So it's like, you know, if you have to have some kind of you know, some kind of antibodies built up, otherwise you're gonna like get everything, you know what I mean? So I think that's something smart they were thinking of.
No, it's crazy, but I definitely believe in like the immune system and everyone getting sick. And now they're saying the kids, like the kids should not be pulled from school. The kids should be in school. They should be exposed to this. So then their immune systems aren't fucked. So I don't know, guys. I don't know.
And then
we don't even know when this shit is over now. Now they're saying July, August. Like, I really think our summer's done. And then now they're saying the doctors are also saying, since we are isolating ourselves, it's going to be even worse the next wave in October.
Great.
So this should be great. We're in the freaking twilight zone. Honestly, 2020 should be canceled.
I think it is canceled already. It's like, there's no end in sight, and it's like not good for anyone.
Well, anytime like I think about it too much and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I really think about it and I'm like, oh my God, I just have to have a glass of wine. And that's why I've been drinking every single night.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah. Too hot. What is it? Too hot to handle or something?
I can't watch that because I get self-conscious about how fat and old I am.
Oh, it's not about you. Enjoy it. It's actually really good. So I watched it and I binged it in 2 days. And I actually love the characters on there, the cast members. They are so cute.
Tell everyone. They all have fancy accents from like
No, yeah, there's only places. Like two Americans or three Americans on there, but everybody else is from the UK or London. So I love their accents.
What's the premise?
All right, so the premise is they go into this house. Everyone's hot and beautiful because it's called Too Hot to Handle or whatever. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And everyone's gorgeous and beautiful, and they're known for hooking up, and they have sex all the time. And
they're all single?
Yeah, they're all single, but they're all, like, sex fiends. Like, they all go out, and they always, like, sleep with different people, and they're just hot, and they're single, and they're enjoying life. So they get into the house, and I guess they think they're going into a house just to, like, party and have sex and go crazy for, like, a month. So the first night, they all party. They go crazy. And then the next day, the host is, like, a Siri. You know how Siri talks to you on your phone?
Oh, it's a fake person?
Yeah, so it's, like, a fake, like, Google thing, and it talks. And the rules are that nobody can hook up. Nobody can have sex. It's a $100,000 prize at the end. But every time you kiss, every time you hook up or do something inappropriate, money gets deducted.
From your account or from the whole house's account?
From the whole pot. Because everyone's going to share at the end of the
Stop. So if one.
So now they're all freaking out because they all love sex and like they all hook up. So they're like, oh, my God, how am I going to deal? So they can't hook up. They can't freaking masturbate.
Can gay people hook up?
No.
So like a guy can't have a guy with a guy. No one can have lesbian sex either.
Oh, well, there's no gays on the show, but no. Like you literally can't do anything. No, because two girls kissed on the show and that was the deduction.
How much money is for a lesbian kiss? Do you get deducted?
Any kiss is $3,000.
$3,000?
Yeah, $3,000.
You're only getting $100,000.
Yeah, so it goes quick. So by the end, they only have like 20 grand. But then they're like, I don't want to tell you what happens.
But do they get kicked off?
No, yeah, some of them do. So you should watch it. It's actually really, really funny. Oh, he just hit his head. Hold on. But it's crazy.
Is he crying?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Everybody, this is birth control. Angela,
hey, Angela.
Okay. So yeah, so you guys should watch it. It's on Netflix. Angela, I'm trying to speak. Wait, let me give him this bottle.
Go ahead. Well, I've been watching a new show. It's called Making the Cut. Can you hear me, Sissy?
Yeah. So what's that about?
Okay, so it's basically it's Project Runway, but it's on Amazon Prime on the Amazon Channel TV. And it's Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn. And basically, those are the original ones from Project Runway, where they had to make the designers and they pick the next best fashion designer.
Right.
So this one, it's cool because I like it that it's like not so, they like let it go. There's like, I hate that things are so strict and so many rules, like Project Runway. It's like always this. This show's like very free form. Like someone can go home at any time. They don't like, they can say you can change their mind about something. They could have five people go home that day. There's like no like rules about it, but it's very addicting. And I watched the whole thing in 2 days. I actually fast forward about the show when they're sewing because I don't give a fuck about that. I just want to see the like the fashion show. And Naomi Campbell is a judge. Nicole Richie's a judge.
I love Nicole Richie.
Altazora and Corinne Rotfeld. She's from British.
Wait,
Vogue.
What is this on?
It's on Prime. Amazon Prime. And I'm pissed off that someone's watching, right? The cool part is that whoever wins that week's challenge, every week they have to make a look, like a couture fancy look, and then they have to make an accessible look that can be sold online. So every week, whatever wins that week's that accessible look challenge goes on Amazon. You can buy it right away on Amazon.
Oh, I love that.
So all the clothes, and they're all under $200. Like all these,
do they
like
sell out?
Design.
I bet they sell out.
They're all sold. Everything sold out already.
Oh my God,
it just
I love
aired,
it.
I think.
Are they cute but clothes so just, though? Or are they
very
like annoying
cute
clothes?
No, someone, no, they that's what they do. They do a crazy look and then they do an accessible look, yeah, based on their crazy look. And every week there's something on Amazon, and the winner and whoever won, don't go looking on the winner, you'll know who won because the winner has a shop on there now. And I'm so pissed off about my winner did not win. Like the one I wanted to win, and everyone else, the fan favorite, like wanted to win. The ending is like, I don't think anyone's happy with the outcome of it because it's like so unexpected who they picked, but you'll have to watch and see. It's a watch and see, but their clothes are all available. So that person's whole store is available on Amazon. So like every part of their collection's on there. And they win $1 million and they win, I don't know. They went like mentorship to like start a global brand. So like they want to be the next like Michael Kors, the next like Ralph Lauren. Anywho, so it's a really good show. Very good show. Now Heidi Klum's fun in it. Nicole Richie's always fun. Naomi Campbell with the one-liners, and she like, it's just a really good watch. So I watched that in a couple days. Of course, Drag Race is on tonight. It's getting toward the end. I'm excited about that. But I'm also pissed about, I was supposed to go to the finale where they tape it live this year, but they're not doing it.
Obviously.
Because it's COVID. Guess this Monday was supposed to be the Met Gala.
Oh, what a sin.
What a sin. So they've obviously canceled the Met Gala. But E! Is still doing like coverage of the best looks from past times. Past years, so you can still get your little fashion fix, but that usually happens right around the corner from my house because I live up on the Upper East Side, and to the Met Gala, and you know that I'm wealthy, so I live in a really rich area.
Yeah.
And I usually try to like walk and see all the fancy people, but not this year, girl. Not this year.
Literally, life is canceled. It's so sad.
Speaking of which, so you know how everyone's graduations are canceled, right?
Yes, sad, so sad. And proms and everything. I feel so bad for these seniors. I can't.
I know. So the stars got together. The stars have aligned to help them make it a little bit better. To a little bit better.
To seniors and Chris.
Wait, I have to get the right page here.
I thought you had all your.
I have it. Here it is. Okay. There's out of order.
You're fired.
Hold on now.
I miss Jerry.
Let's over Joe. Chief Police of telling this person. Oh, I screen grabbed the wrong thing. Hold on now. I have it right here. Anyway, so a bunch of stars are getting together to make Oprah's doing it, to make an online graduation thing for all the people that are not going to be able to go to their graduation.
Right.
So it's like, sorry, I screen grabbed the wrong thing.
Goodbye.
But it says principals and deans from various schools and universities are going to speak and pictures of the 2020 graduating class from all around the country will be shown on the thing along with their names. It's going to be on Facebook Watch. We'll live stream the entire event with segments appearing on Instagram. Oprah has delivered commencement speeches at the Institutes of Harvard and the University of Southern California. So Oprah's doing it. Miley Cyrus is performing. All these stars are going to perform at it. And Oprah's going to host it. And it's going to be like the best graduation. And so all the 2020 people and from the schools around the country will be noted, and their names will be put up there with their picture. So it's almost like they're kind of graduating on TV so everyone can see it. And Oprah's going to host it. Facebook Watch, and then a bunch of other stars are going to be doing. I don't have the paperwork because I clicked off that. But so that's exciting. I mean, I just feel horrible. Thank God. I mean, not thank God. I mean, as long as you're alive, that's all that matters. But it's a sad thing that you missed out. But you always have, you know, your first – wedding and funeral to look forward to.
Exactly.
That's really it. So chin up, ladies, and panties down. I'll be hosting the graduates at my apartment for a commencement ceremony.
You should have the after party on a live. By the way, I went on your live for a second.
Stop. Were you cringing?
No, that's why I had to turn it off because I could tell you were drunk and you were talking to fans and I was like, I can't.
Stop. Was I at Leah's house?
No, I don't remember, but the camera was so close to your face. It was like up your nostril. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, fuck off. I can't.
And you were like, hey, girl.
Nope. Oh, no, I can't do that anymore. But oh, just another thing, a good thing. And this is, I have all my ducks in a row for this one. You know, you said strippers and prostitutes are all out of work because they can't work at the strip club. But now they had a loophole, and strip club is now offering drive through pole dancing. After the coronavirus lockdown.
How? I'll tell you
right now. Yes, it's a drive-through stripping. And it's happened in Oregon. So Oregon, if you didn't know that, Oregon is the number one has the most strip clubs of all in all of the world. It's the number one place.
Oh my God, who would have known? I would have thought like Bangkok would or
somewhere wild.
Vegas.
No, Oregon has more strip clubs per square inch than anywhere. It's the strip club capital of the world. So Oregon's club that was shut down amid the coronavirus outbreak has responded to as a food and pole dancing drive-through. Exotic dancers at the Lucky Devil Lounge in Southeast Portland deliver meals to parked-up customers while protected by bouncers and ensured social distancing measures are adhered to. Owner, whatever, it's $30 each for a dance, sort of food delivery for $30 and a pole show costing additional $30. Taking the concept Let me see here. So I'm assuming you go through the drive-thru, get your food, and then you park and they dance in front of your car for you. They're behind a little fence. The concept, all of a sudden, a light bulb went off my head, and I said, we can do this in response to it. It'd be awesome. Drivers are directed to a large tent where they're greeted by both sides by dancing women in sequin masks and gloves, nipple pasties, thong bikinis, and stiletto boots.
Whoa.
So they're wilding out stripping. They have a bucket that's on the fence that you can, like, drive through.
There.
I know. So you can, like, drive. When you go through the drive-thru, there's a big bucket tied to the fence. You throw your money in there. Customers have included carloads of young men, a couple on a motorcycle, and a group of women who said they travel 175 miles from Seattle just to see the pole shows. They're able to leave tips in the bucket and left in front of the dance platforms. And the club is only generating a sixth of its pre-pandemic revenue, but most employees are making the equivalent, if not more, than the minimum wage that they would normally make. So one dancer identifying her name as L Stranger said nope. The novelty. I can't say her name. I don't know, but everyone's having fun. They have nipples on. They're not exposing their nipples in the club. They're topless, but since they're outside, they have pasties on.
Gotcha.
You know, in case a child or nun walks by. But good for you. If you want to check it out, guys, go head on over to Oregon at the Lucky Devil Lounge in Southeast Portland. You're gonna like what you see, and tell them Snoopy sent you. So that was that one story. On to some celebrity news.
Who's pregnant?
Oh, I have two pregnancy scares.
Scares, or I thought it was legit.
Oh no, there's two pregnancies. Do you want the big one? Do you want the big one or the small one?
So I uploaded a picture of my Snooki Balm yesterday. Did you think
with your winged eyeliner?
Did you think I was pregnant?
No.
Look at the picture right now. Go on my Instagram.
Hold on.
I'm holding my new Snooki Balm, and everyone's commenting. Holy fuck, I thought you were announcing your fourth pregnancy.
You can't even see your body.
No, the way I'm holding it, it looks like I'm holding a pregnancy test.
A pregnancy test?
So everyone thought I was holding a pregnancy test announcing my fourth child.
Well, no, because it would say paid partnership with Clear Blue Easy.
Like, well, yeah, Ashley I would actually Marie make Simpson money did. Off of that announcement, like everyone
Ashley
else does.
Simpson. Ashley Simpson just announced on the same way with that picture. A Clear Blue Easy, she's pregnant with her third baby.
I didn't even know you could get paid announcing that shit.
Well, that's because at your level, you get magazine covers. These girls ain't getting covers of notes of shit.
Oh my god!
So Ashley Simpson, she has one baby with Pete Wentz from the boy band, and then she's married to Diana Ross's son, and she had a baby with him already.
They got divorced.
Pete Wentz.
Yeah, I thought they were still together.
No, bitch. She's married to Diana Ross's son and has a baby with him already. Hmm. And his name's Diana Ross's son. I don't know his real name. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. Everyone's screaming.
Yeah, go nurses.
They're outside my window.
Nurses and doctors, go outside and scream real quick. Open your window.
I have
and
a
scream.
Bullhorn. Hold on. No, I have the bullhorn from I stole from Gianni.
Scream,
ready?
Scream, kada.
It's gonna be loud.
Oh, that hurts my ears.
I know, I hate it.
Wait, so I literally bought that for Giovanna's cheer competition. Imagine if I actually used it.
I stole it that day,
yeah,
remember?
People,
we were going to use it at the live
so
show.
People would be so pissed at me.
You know, I just screamed out the window. Now I can't hear anything. But he says, oh yeah, Ashley Simpson, she married Diana Ross's son, and they have two babies, one baby, now they have another one coming on the way. But also, Gigi Marie Hadid, can you hear that screaming?
Yes.
Oh my god! I'm gonna steal in the other room.
Oh, it's fine.
All right. So Gigi Hadid is pregnant with One Direction. What's his name? Zayn Malik.
Zayn. Wait. So is she really pregnant because none of them confirmed it? I feel.
No, it's confirmed everywhere. She just said she's having a girl. That's confirmed as well. She's having a girl.
No, she didn't post it.
Yes, she did.
Where?
Look everywhere. It's everywhere. She's confirmed that she's having a girl. She tested positive for a female baby.
Wait, did she post it on Instagram?
Yeah, she had like a shower. She had a gender reveal.
Oh my god. What's her name? Gigi?
Gigi Hadid.
Wait, how old is she?
25. She's old enough.
Oh, well, I had Lorenzo at 24, so it's perfect.
Yeah. So she is pregnant with this girl. Now, there's some rumors speculating now that it's not Gigi's baby. Zayn Malik's baby because her and Tyler Cameron from The Bachelor were hooking up the same month as him.
Oh,
they were like on and on,
God.
On again, off again. So now there's buzz going on that it could be someone else's baby daddy. So we're going to have Montel Williams come up in here. What's his name? Who's the guy that does the paternity test Tuesday?
Maury
Povich needs to get on the case because we don't want to see if you'll notice the difference if the baby's tan or the baby's not tan, because the other one's pale as Gigi. If it comes out looking a little toasty, you know that it was Zayn Malik. But if it's white as the ghost, you know it's Tyler Cameron. So that's how I would judge.
Oh my God.
I just did a refill. Okay, everyone stop streaming. I'm trying to make a living here. This is all I have.
This is my livelihood.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So Kristen Cavalier and Jay Cutler are calling it quits.
So sad.
Splitsville.
I was reading all the comments, and a lot of people that watch your show, what is it, Very Cavalieri?
Yeah.
So he
was cheating with a stylist.
Well, they were all saying, like, we could tell, like, you could tell that they weren't getting along, and they were both annoyed with each other throughout the whole season and hardly hung out with him or talked to him. So that's really sad. Because they have three babies.
Well, let me
show
you what happened. We balanced each other. She had a book out in 2016. And we balanced each other out nicely, but me being very outgoing and Jay more reserved, Cavalier recalled. Jay told me he loved me weeks into our relationship, and he wanted me to marry me after 2 months. They got introduced by Julianna Rancic back in 2010. Basically, they've always had issues. And then she was engaged to him in 2011, and she called off the engagement all the way to 2013.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I did. So she already knew going into it. I'm a journalist. And I just found an article about it. That's how I know. But she knew that it wasn't the right thing. She could feel it in her gut. Because she waited 2 years after she got engaged. She was like, wait a second. I'm calling it off. And then she finally did it. And then they've had problems off and on. You could always tell on the show they were kind of different. He was very, like, kind of a homebody and, like, goofy. And she, and like, wanted to be, like, you know, fun and lovey at home. And she was always kind of, like, out trying to build her brand and then her livelihood with those little shark tooth necklaces that she sells at that boutique. Well, now they're calling it quits. But now the drama hit. They thought it was going to be amicable. How do you say it? Amicable? Yeah, they thought it was going to be an amicable divorce. But now Jay Cutler says he wants sole custody of the kids because he was the one who was taking care of them. The whole 3 years of these kids or 5 years they were around, because the girl was always all filming on the E channel and doing all shit with her brand, and he was a homebody. He wasn't playing football anymore, so now he wants sole custody of the children, and she's not going down without a fight.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope it doesn't get nasty, because for the kids' sake, you know.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure everything is nice and good for the kids.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine. They're both. Seem like lovely people, and I'm sure they'll find their forever home somewhere else. But
hear ye.
Yeah, so two Chris and Cavalieri, Corona and Chris. Sissy, I noticed on your Instagram you have emojis of your three kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add my face next to it with a white guy with a beard.
No, yeah, you have to look like a homeless man with a beard. Wait, you don't have a beard anymore, so I can't use a beard.
It's growing back, but I'm loving that I don't have to. I'd rather have. I think I'm just going to keep a stubble instead of a full beard, because then I have to dye it all the time. And Just Your Men was nice enough to send me a case of beard dye, but where's that noise?
You don't remember that noise from my house?
Oh.
You're so rude.
Driveway. What else do I have? So nasty and so rude. I also have here Kendall, the graduation of strippers. Okay, I did that. Gigi. Kendall Jenner is hooking up with Jordan Woods' ex-boyfriend.
Who's that?
Jordan Woods is the one that hooked up with Tristan.
No, I know. Who's Jordan Woods' ex?
Oh, his name is Devin Booker. He's a basketball player. And Kendall was seen driving from her Calabasas mansion, her Hidden Hills home, all the way to she has a group of friends she's quarantined with, a bunch of like people, and he's one of the guys in the thing, and the two of them drove together. What is that noise? Someone's watching me. They drove together across country to Arizona to the little vacation home they rented for the quarantine. And then Jordan caught wind of it and posted 3 trash can emojis.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
Drummer.
Yeah, and as I reported last week, that Chloe is having sex with Tristan again, but she's not telling everyone because she's gonna have a sperm donor, but they're hooking up. They're not living together and they're not confirming they're back together yet, but they are having sex. There was a note in my push box when I got it from Courtney. She told me.
Bet you wish.
Wait, hold on.
That literally sounds like our Kudai guy.
I know.
Ew. Ew, what was that?
I don't know.
Oh my God, that sounds like me yelling.
Okay, so next to the news. Oh, this is a good one. That's why I was looking for sounds. This is the big story of the week.
Tell it, sister.
Well, let me find a good thing for it.
Oh Ginger my God, babe, you're the worst reporter.
I actually had a lot of facts today that I don't normally have.
Facts? Where are you from, Wisconsin?
From Wisconsin. I can't find anything. I'm just going to scream. Oh.
Oh, hell no.
Brittany Dunn burned the house down. What did she say? So if you're living under a rock, Brittany went on her Instagram and her high-pitched Mickey Mouse voice yesterday.
I love her so much, but why is her voice so shaky? That's what I want to know.
Because I think she perceives herself as a character, and when I'm talking like now in my lives, I'm like extra loud and like high-pitched and gay. When I'm not, like I'm like a fat,
no, but it's lazy slob that grumble. She can't control her voice. All the comments are saying she's on painkillers because
because
painkillers makes your voice shaky, and it just feels like she's not in control of her voice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it just sounds scary. I feel bad for her. I love her.
My loneliness.
Wait, can you play it? Play it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Play it for our listeners. You guys, you can hear her shaky voice. I'm sure you heard it because it's on her Instagram. But if you haven't, you're hearing it first here at the Snoopy Shop.
On a second note, as I'm typing this in, remember that chef that we from the channel, the Food Network channel, Anne Burrell, with the white hair that we cooked with that time?
Yes.
She just got engaged to a man. Didn't you think she was a lesbian?
Wait, which one?
It was me, you, and Jenny, and it was like we were at some studio for Moms with Attitude, and she had big, wild, like bleached white hair, and we were cooking. She was trying to just how to cook food for kids and hide vegetables in them or some shit.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't get lesbo vibes.
Everyone is listening. I'm sure you're gonna be on my side. I always thought she was a lesbian. I'm sure everyone did, but she's not. She's married to a rich guy.
Or maybe I'm thinking.
You're thinking of the long haired lady.
No, yeah.
That's what made spaghetti pie.
We were wasted half.
Okay, here's Brittany. She reveals.
All right, listen, guys.
View the post on her Instagram. Oh my God. Now this is a quote of this is a voicemail I'm gonna play that Brittany sent me.
Hi guys, I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately. I had 2 candles and yeah, one thing led to another and I burnt it down. So I'm in here and I only have 2 pieces of equipment left, and I'm going to show you guys what I do during this time.
So shaky.
Now she's lifting things up and down. Now
she's just doing all her work.
But she also knows she like bounces from one foot to the other while she's talking like and a nervous thing. That might be like on another wire. That's so tricky. Another reason why her voice is so unstable. But so apparently she burned the thing down with 2 candles.
But then an article on TMZ came out and her team was like, Brittany definitely over exaggerated. She didn't burn her whole gym down with 2 candles. There was like a little burn on the wall, but she didn't burn her entire gym down. So I guess they had to do damage control, the team, and they had to say that Brittany was exaggerating.
Oh. Well, yeah, it doesn't look – it looks pretty shitty still. So it's like the room – where does she live, Las Vegas?
I don't know what's going on, but I miss
Brittany. Does she live in Las Vegas?
I think so.
Uh-huh. I see.
Let's go over to our house.
I know. Wait. Oh, so there's more TMZ news. So there was a home invasion break-in from another 90s pop star. Eminem. Can you hear me? Eminem came face-to-face with a home intruder who slipped past his own security, which was sound asleep, and the guy made it into the living room. Police sources, as well as sources connected to M, tell Kurakumin, the break-in went down earlier this month around 4 a.m. at M's Detroit home in the gated community. I guess the security guards were sleeping in the gated community, and a guy named Matthew David Hughes.
All right, well, they should be fired.
Well, yeah, for sure.
He could have got killed.
So it was 26-year-old Matthew David Hughes. He used a paving stone to smash in a kitchen window and climb inside the house. We're told an alarm went off and woke up. Does he have the exclusive? We're told an alarm went off and woke up Eminem. Eminem got up and found the intruder in his living room. The intruder was detained, and my guards came running and grabbed the guy. What would you do if there was someone in your living room?
I would say, hey, girl.
I mean, is it legal? I know in some places, I know like in like Texas and Florida and places, you can just like shoot them dead and then.
No, I think in Jersey, if you shoot someone that intrudes into your house and they die, you can go to.
No, I thought my brother-in-law said you shoot to kill. You don't shoot to injure. You don't shoot to injure. So if someone comes to your house, you have to. Oh, maybe he was being shady. He's like, a dead man can't talk. I don't know. Just don't shoot no one.
Yeah, we don't condone guns in this organization. No, we don't like violence. We just like drinking wine. Do you have a lot to say,
Why is it so fussy today?
I don't know, but I have to go be a mom.
I am done with news, and I just want to say...
All right, well, you guys, I hope you like our new days that we're coming on Fridays. So then you know it's going to be a real party. You can get your glasses of wines and listen to us, and we can all mingle and bullshit. But I feel like Friday is a better
day. Yeah, Friday. So tune into their her exclusive live with Gina Marie, and I'll be doing my separate live by myself.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you for listening. Go be a mom. I'm going to take a sleeping pill. And
all right, take care, everyone. Stay safe. We love you, and we'll see you next Friday.
It's happening!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.